Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA in just a moment. GoBob Pipe and Steel reminds you that time is ticking away. Take advantage now of Section 179 deductions for equipment purchased by December 31st, 2013. That means that you can deduct the full purchase price of qualifying equipment. That means that your small business is actually being helped. This means that you can write off the entire amount of equipment for the year you buy it. But there are some limits. So be sure to consult your own tax advisor first before rushing to GoBob Pipe and Steel to save thousands of dollars on your 2013 taxes. Some of the GoBob items that may qualify include corral pipe, fencing, feeder equipment, hay trailers, and a lot more. GoBob Pipe and Steel knows three things: steel, pipe, and qualified tax equipment purchases. Got cows? Get GoBob. Check out their website, www.gobobpipe.com, or give them a call at 1-877-851-2365. GoBob Pipe and Steel. In early February 2014, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association will be a part of the Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show in Nashville, Tennessee. And Colin Woodall, the lead lobbyist for the NCBA in our nation's capital, says that one of the things that cattle producers will be talking about, policy issues for the coming year.
One of the strengths that we have here in Washington, D.C. is the fact that it's our members, the grassroots cattle producers, that tell us how to engage in this town. We use our policy book to give us direction, whether we're working with regulatory agencies or on Capitol Hill. And if our members don't tell us to do it, then we don't do it. And it's a great opportunity to utilize the committee meetings that will take place in Nashville to have the discussion on all the important issues that are out there and make sure that we are developing policy that fits with the needs of cattle producers around the country.
And Colin, I know there's no shortage of topics that cattle producers will be talking about in Nashville that will be, of course, translated into policy direction for you and your staff in D.C.
We're going to talk about several big issues when we're in Nashville. We're going to talk about EPA and the Clean Water Act. We're going to talk about federal lands and the continuing challenges that we have out in the western United States. We're going to talk about dietary guidelines, the farm bill, taxes, trade, cattle marketing, a lot of big issues. We're going to have some great speakers. But really, it comes down to the end of each of those meetings where the policy is discussed. And typically, the resolutions that we consider are generated sometimes in county cattlemen's meetings. They go through state meetings and finally come to NCBA. The great thing is the committee members get to vote and debate on those issues. The board of directors gets to vote and debate those issues. And ultimately, every member of NCBA gets the opportunity to cast their vote. And once again, that's one of the great things that we have going for us because it's one man, one vote. And that provides a lot of strength for us as an association.
And Colin, I know that while the folks in Nashville have a chance to set the direction of the policy, it's actually the full membership across the country, whether in Nashville or not, that actually get a final shot at saying yay or nay to those policies, right?
And that's a great point. We encourage everybody to come to annual convention just because of all the educational opportunities, the fun opportunities, but also to engage in this debate. But you are correct. We will have a mail ballot that goes out to all of our members, and every single one of them has the opportunity to read about the resolutions and the policy positions that were taken, and then cast their yes or no vote on whether or not they agree to it. Only after all of that has taken place do we then make that policy official, put it in our policy book, and then we as the D.C. staff of NCBA take that as our guidance on how we engage on these issues.
Head of the D.C. office for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.